This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast.
Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries. And I am down here by the lake recording today and am very, very excited, as usual, to be on with you. And hello, Prophecy Now podcast. I'm sorry, I don't always try to forget about you guys. But hello to my podcast because it's called Prophecy Now. You can find it anywhere. It's through Charisma. And so I don't always want to forget about you guys, but a lot of you that watch me on YouTube, you listen to me on my podcast. I actually have more people following my podcast than I do on my YouTube subscribers, which is good. Amen. Listen somewhere. So, this is a serious deliverance word, if you have not noticed from the title. So, I'm out and about today. It's Saturday. And, not that it matters really what my Saturday looks like, but if I'm home, I usually spend a lot more time with the Lord. I already spend a lot of time with Him every day early in the morning, but, and He wakes me up all night long. So, but, on Saturday I get up, there's not as many things pressing. So I just like sit with Him like until noon and I'm in my pajamas and it's marvelous. So, but He had reminded me of a word that He had given me way years ago. Okay. So back in the day, some of you already knew me back then, but when I was a lead pastor, okay. Lead pastors, we do all the, you know, we're training and all that. If you don't know my history or you haven't been following me that long, I'm an ordained pastor with the Assembly of God. I got radically saved at 17, discipled right into ministry, did worship, sang on the worship team, did all that stuff, got trained in kids church, then youth ministry, was a youth pastor, then became a lead pastor, church planter, connect groups, all the things. Okay. You name it, I have done it. Not because I'm special, but because I was going to be evidently needing lots of stuff in here to be me now. So, it was all the Lord's will. And let me mention this very quickly before I continue, because if you follow me anywhere else, you saw, I posted the word about becoming a prophet, and an apostle 101. Basically when you go to college, you English 101, whatever, science 101, it's like the first of the first, okay? Things you have to do. In that, I said that the Lord has to bring you out from your Martha mentality. So this is not the word. This is not the deliverance, but I'm adding this because many people get confused. So I'm explaining it to you right now, okay? So All the years of ministry that I did and I've done, 25 years, yes, I am old enough. I know that blows your mind. People still struggle with that. I look like a kid my entire adult life. I don't know what to tell you, okay? I'm getting there, okay? Finally. So, but I've got many years in this, and so it would, you would assume to think that I am a Mary because I'm going here, going there, doing this, doing that, or a Martha, doing this, busy, busy. No. My entire life since I got saved, Jesus is number one. Time with him is number one, always. I have always been a Mary. But everything flows out of that. So everything I've accomplished or that I do flows out of being a Mary. Sitting with him first, he's number one. Building a relationship with him, studying his word, praying in the spirit, worshiping him. That all always. That never gets skipped. And so people are like, well, what are you supposed to do? You can't just sit around and do nothing. No, but everything you do needs to flow from him. What you've been trained in the glory, which is spending time with him. You can't know somebody without spending time with him. If you went on a date with your spouse, you guys, I don't even know why I'm throwing this in there, but I am because evidently Jesus needed me to say something. But then we're about to do deliverance. You don't want to miss this word because even if it's not necessarily for you, it's going to crack you up and you're going to know it's needed for someone else. And you're probably going to want to share it. So, there's a huge difference. Those who are a Mary, which means they put Jesus first, and everything flows out of that, we actually accomplish more. No one is saying sit around and do nothing. We're still to serve. You know, we're still to have works. I have always been doing some kind of ministry of some kind. And everything has led to who I am now with experience, discernment, the gifts, abilities, everything that I flow in is from my obedience to him in all things, even the stuff that looks like busy stuff. But I never did any of those things without going to his feet first. From the very beginning, I have been a Mary all the way. And people that are busy, 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 some of you are watching because you follow my ministry still, even though you're not leaders under my ministry anymore because I am not a lead pastor now. So they would come up and ask me, you know, because they were busy bees, basically, busy Marthas. And they're like, how do you be happy and calm? You seem like you're never stressed out, but you're always, you have a huge responsibility and a lot you're doing, but you're always like happy and joyful. And you don't let nothing bother you. It doesn't seem like you let anything bother you. Number one, nobody's perfect, you guys. So get that out of your head. But number two, I would tell them, I sit at Jesus' feet. Everything comes from that. If I didn't do that, I would have no strength. And then I would get burnout. I would be stressed out. Everything would bother me. Everything would rub me the wrong way. Then I'd have to read Beta Satan 5 times a year. Like, who wants to live like that? Just go sit with Jesus and receive from his presence. It pretty much takes care of it. And so then you have what you need to go and be always rejoicing, always joyful, always happy. And I would have leaders that would come to me and ask me. So then I would tell them, this is what you need to do. You can accomplish way more than a Martha ever could, but you can still be a Mary. But see, people don't understand that. And even since I posted that word today, some of you have messaged and you're like, But how do you do both? It's very simple. Jesus is number one. Jesus is king, which means when you get up every day, whatever your up is, if you work nights and you come home and you have to sleep during the day and you get up at like 2 in the afternoon or 3, then that's your morning. Whatever your first is, he gets your first. Whatever first you can give him. And sometimes it means giving up the pillow and the blankets and getting out of bed. And so, and I say that from someone who gets, I get woke up all night long with dreams and visions. He wakes me up to pray. I don't even know what I'm praying for. I'll pray in the spirit for like an hour and then he lets me go back to sleep. Sometimes I don't think I want to know what I'm praying for because I think I'm probably going to be scared. But sometimes then he does show me later. And so the thing is you have to be willing to be obedient to the spirit and be obedient to setting that time aside. It's not about figuring out how to do less. It's about figuring out how to only do what you do with him as the boss, with his presence going before you, his angelic help surrounding you, knowing who you are in him and knowing him first. Okay. So that's all you guys, I'm not going to keep going on that, but, and I also have had people who were leaders, and you might be watching this. You probably will be, some of you, because most of you still follow me, even though I'm not your pastor anymore. But I would have people that would literally tell me, you know, what's really irritating is that you're always happy. Like to me, they would be like, sometimes people just don't want to be happy. Like we just got to be depressed or we've got to have a bad attitude or whatever. And I'm like, I don't. Why? No one can take Jesus from me. He died for me. No one can take that. I can feel the glory, you guys. No one. That is not stealable. So therefore, my joy resides always. Nothing the devil brings, am I going to give him any time of day? I love the Lord. I love being alive right now. Such a time as this. What an honor. What an honor. These are the last days, you guys. What an honor. I don't have time for none of that. And so, but they would literally, I mean, they would be joking around, but they would be serious. Like, why won't you wine with me? Or when I come to you, why won't you like, let, you know, be like a crybaby with me? Because I will. I'll cry when you need, when you're mourning, a real mourning. Something terrible that's happening, I will love you and I will cry with you. But when it's something that is just the enemy, it's distractions, it's offense, it's just anger, it's things you've got to grow out of, I'm not going to partner with you and be like, I'm going to be mad with you. No, nobody can steal my joy. It just is what it is. I've been through too much, you guys. Like I got books. I ain't playing with the devil. I'm not messing around. He can steal nothing from me unless I give it to him. And so, okay, moving on. We're ready for deliverance. And I haven't even done announcements. Do not, once again, applaud. Here's the thing. We're coming to Oklahoma the 9th and 10th, Blackwell. We want to see you there. Two nights of revival. Get your youth and your Gen Zs there, especially. I'm going to be releasing a word over them, but anybody can grab the word, you guys. Maybe you're a Gen Z in the spirit, which means that you're newly saved. So you could still receive the word. Okay. So we're going to have an amazing time. So, so, so blessed. Okay. Who's ready for deliverance? Okay. So many years ago when I was a lead pastor and I did women's training with the women's ministry. So we had women's ministry, like women's group or whatever. And I taught the ladies or whatever. And I taught the women and, you know, whatever, we did women stuff. And then the Lord was like, okay, well, I want you to take a certain group of them and begin training them further, like go take them deeper to prepare them for this, this, and this. And so, he told me, I want you to take them through, the Deborah anointing. It's a very good book. You guys get it. Even if you're a male, get it and read it. You'll learn a thing or two. Everybody can learn and grow, you guys. But he said, basically, I want you to take them, these you select, and then pour into them for whatever it was, 16 weeks we did. I did like 16 weeks. And so, but this word that I'm about to release, I released, and it was like 7 years, 7 or 8 years ago. But the Lord brought it back to me, and I went through it with the women in our staff a couple of days ago, and they were so wrecked. And I've already had testimonies coming in. So I'm going to release it now because the Lord told me they're not the only ones that need this word. Many women need this word. And you men can learn something too. You'll probably giggle a little bit it is what it is. But this is mainly for women because we are in the hugest season, especially since like 2019, of the rise of the Esthers, the rise of the Deborahs. But here's the thing. We can't rise without the preparation. We can't go around and be like, oh yeah, I'm called, I'm anointed, I'm going to rise. No, you have to do what's necessary. You have to do the prep work. You have to be delivered from some things. You have to let him clean you up, refine you, and do this certain things to you because you have to represent him well. Have you ever been around a woman? And this is for women, so don't get offended, women. You're going to get offended. Okay, let me just tell you ahead of time, you're going to get offended. This is going to offend you. And you're going to be like, what? Nope, I'm going to shut this off. You guys can do that, but I'm just letting you know, this is what the Holy Spirit told me. Liberty, you need to release this, and they need deliverance. So here's what we're doing. And so listen, even if you're offended, all the way through, and then I'm going to do a deliverance prayer at the end. So I'll go all the way through, you guys. Have you ever met someone who's supposed to be a mighty woman of God, or a mighty, you know, they think they're a mighty woman of God, or they believe that they're called to that. And I'm not making fun of that, but they're called to these certain positions. Okay. And you've been around them and, their personality is not, or their characteristics or clothing or anything else is not really portraying a holy God. Okay. So the thing is, all those things have to be stripped off for you to truly rise up and be a Deborah, or to truly rise up and be an Esther. But this in particular was the Deborah anointing that I was teaching. So we were about 3 or 4 weeks in to this study that I was doing with the ladies. And you guys know this by now, I am not by the book kind of girl. Like, I do not stick to notes very well. I'm not very good at that. But the Bible, yes, that's the book that there ain't no switching around on. But other things, I struggle with that because it is not my thing. And so I just want to go and flow with the Spirit. But because of that, I was like, okay, God, I'm going through these two chapters with him this week. But I know you got more to say that is not in this book. So what's your word for them? And this is literally what he said, you guys. This is the deliverance word. Women, get ready. And then I'm going to nail down some things for you. And then we're going to do deliverance. And so he literally said to me, I said, what do you want to speak to the women that are in training this week? What am I saying to them? What's the prophetic word for them? Whether it's something that's going to lead to deliverance or healing or whatever it is, what is it, Lord, that I will be doing outside of what's in this book that I'm taking them through? And he literally said, tell them they need to be delivered from the spirit of brat. Yeah, spirit of brat. And I literally sat there and I was like, spirit of brat? And he was like, yeah. And I said, there's such a thing? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, whoa. And so blew my mind, you guys. See, when people want to say that the Holy Spirit, which represents Jesus and the Father, but he's not sassy. Yes, he's pretty sassy. So he's like the spirit of brat. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the spirit of brat. Like, that's a thing. And he said, Deborah was not a brat. Esther was not a brat. Ruth was not a brat. He said, any of the women I chose and gave them very large anointed mantles in the Bible were not brats. And he said, there's a spirit behind what leads a female to be a brat. I'm spitting, you guys, just psst. I'm spitting all over my steering wheel. To be a brat, okay? Now, many of you are already getting warm. Your heart is already pounding. Your cheeks are already flush. And you're like, oh man, you're feeling the conviction, you should be. Okay, so he said that the women in the Bible that I chose didn't have time for that. They didn't walk in that. They didn't have time for it. Their life goal was not one thing, manipulation, nonsense, all that stuff. controlling spirits, which leads to brattiness. Okay. And I will tell you this 100%. Because I said to the Lord, and the Lord knows, I'm just telling you guys, I'm not. That's not my personality, and it's never been. And I can't explain it to you. I can't, like, there's no way I can say that to you. I just know, he wrecked my life, and I am so thankful, and I have so much joy. And you can ask anyone that I previously lived with for many years that I do not live with now. They will still tell you the truth. I was not a brat. I don't have time to roll with that. The devil doesn't win in my life. It's not going to happen. So because of that, each of these things that I know that I've either conquered or have never allowed in my life are the things I pour into other women or all of you, okay? But you men still need to listen to it because you could still learn some stuff. Because men can be brats also. Every now and then. So, in light of that, listen to the word because you might need to be delivered from the spirit of brat. Your form is just a little different. And I am targeting women for this video. So, here's the thing. The Lord said, the women I chose and mantled were not brats. And he said, you need to go there today and you need to tell them being a brat, that is not flowing from the Holy Spirit. That is not okay with him. And I was just like, whoa. And so I wrote all this down and I have old notes. I was not going to drudge, because it was like 8 years ago, you guys, that I was not going to drudge them up. But he wanted me to go back through it with the women on our staff. Not that they've been being brats, but for whatever reason, he felt like this was the moment I needed to do the brat talk. And so, and I've already had testimonies coming in. So I'm like, okay, God. And he was like, Liberty, you need to get on and do a video because all kinds of women need deliverance and maybe some men also. So, but he said, there's an attitude that's been allowed to be leaked into the body of Christ that's been put up with. And, many will say that they have really good excuses for being a brat. No, you don't. This is all the things he told me that day. And then I went and taught it. And when I released the word to the women in the group that of the training group, and I said, hey, this is what the Lord says, all their faces turned blank. And they were like, they had no words. And as they listened to me talk about what it means to be a brat in the spirit, which hinders God from using you, you guys. It hinders it. By the end of the training, they were like, women were confessing and they were admitting, oh man, I'm a brat. And they all got serious deliverance. Like they were not afraid to confess. Oh man, I'm sorry, Lord. I have been a brat. And so, here's a brat. Okay. There's lots of things, you guys, but in the female, okay? Number one, don't be a baby about obeying. Men can be babies too, but this is about women not being a brat, okay? Do not be a baby about obeying. When God tells you something and then you go and you begin to happily do it and it gets hard, don't be a baby. So some of you men could learn from this. Don't be a baby. Don't then start beginning to judge God not faithful. Don't start judging him as not faithful. And what'll happen is if you do that, then you get all bratty. And you get all moody. And you're like all over the place. Just so you know, okay, it reminds me of cats. I'm not a fan. Okay, you can unsubscribe, whatever. I'm not clickbait. I'm sorry, but I'm not a fan. I'm a dog person, not a cat person. I do not like the cat's personalities. I will straight up tell you, not a fan. Okay, because they're like this. And that's the brat. Many people that I know that have had cats or still have a cat will say, It is true. Sometimes they're brats. So here's the thing. Is God really okay with that? Is the women that are going to be the ones, the Deborahs that rise up, the Esthers that rise up as a part of the end time remnant, is he going to use you when you're a brat? You're a brat. When you feel like it and you're going to obey your mood. Yep, I'm going to offend some people. Just, there's more coming. You obey your mood instead of the cross. You obey your mood instead of what you already know to be true. And so what happens is God will call you to obey something. Do this. Oh, yes, Jesus, I will do it. I love you. I want to follow you. I want to obey you. And then it gets hard. And then you start whining. You become a baby and you get all moody and then you become a brat. And then everyone around you knows. So here's the thing. How is that teaching an unsaved person? If you're going to be a female and you're going to rise up as Deborah, how are you going to teach someone else? How's anyone going to come under you if you're a brat? If you're mouthy, rude, ugly, moody, obeying your emotions. I got lists, you guys, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing with you, so this video is not like forever long, but I'm going to get to the point and we're going to do deliverance, okay? It is real. It's very real, you guys. This is a very real spirit. I am not joking you. And so it's what literally leads all things to this, okay? And we're targeting women right now because women are on the rise, you guys, but he's not raising up women who are going to be brats, who only act holy in front of other people or in front of their pastor or their leader or the apostle they're under. And then they leave. And then behind the scenes, they're a brat and they're having unholy behavior and they're mouthy. Jesus ain't using you. You can wish all you want. You're not going to get used. You're never going to have all the things you need to be able to fully be used to actually rise and be a Deborah. Anyone all day long can give you a position. That means nothing. He is everything. Position is nothing. And I'm just throwing that out there because somebody needs to hear it, evidently. So then what happens is we have to obey well. Number one, do not become a baby about being obedient. One day you're all happy to obey. The next day something gets a little rough and now you're a big baby and you're whining and you're gossiping to 10 friends. You're complaining to 10, these 10 people, whatever, five, maybe you got three. I don't know how many your group is. And you're complaining to them instead of rejoicing and staying on track and putting the devil in his place and knowing who you are in him and kicking the devil on out. Because, you know, you're supposed to kick it in the face, kick fear in the face. Whatever demon it is, you kick it in the face. You kick it on out. And so instead of doing that, now you've talked to three of your friends and they've cried with you. Don't do that. Don't join someone's bratism, okay? So they've joined with you and then now it's become a gossip session and you're all crying and saying things that are not true, most likely about other people. And it's all leading to the fact that you're doing this. It's the spirit of brat. You're literally just being a brat. But what happens is you can't take back everything, you guys. All the stupid things you say, all the rudeness, you can't take it back. You can't take it back. And so now, this is the influence you're giving when you're trying to, you want to rise up and be a Deborah and influence other women to come into the kingdom, but you're not acting like a kingdom woman. you're being a brat. So the thing is, anyone with real discernment can see what's real in you. And so we want to be humble and meek and position ourselves to know who our Jesus is, to know where our source is, but we can do that without becoming a brat. So we have to obey well, we have to obey and be obedient, and we have to do all that he's called us to do. There's people around my car. All that he's called us to do without whining and complaining, and be obedient with joy. Embrace the obedience and roll with it with joy. And so it's very, very important that we do that, you guys. Number two, you ready to really get offended? Get ready. This is why this is for women, okay? Number two, everyone should not know within your sphere of influence when it is your time of the month. Yep, I said it publicly on YouTube. Well, on wherever you're watching this, however you're watching this, okay? Everybody should not know that. This is what I addressed. Sorry, this is to all the ladies, men, hang tight, okay? Everybody doesn't need to know that. And so what I always taught any women leaders under me, and I know you guys, I'm about to offend you. If you're not already offended, I'm seriously going to offend you, okay? I would tell them, if you're around me, and I know that you are, that's a problem. If you're around me, and I know that you are because you're having a very bad attitude, you're being a brat, you're being rude, you're being over-emotional, unreasonable, temperamental, ugly. Sometimes you're doing it, you don't know you're doing it. And I had a very, very lovely pastor in my early days who spoke into my life and the other women and was basically straight up. Grow up, control yourself, get it together. From the beginning of time, every woman, because we reproduce, has a time of the month. That is not an excuse for ungodly behavior. This is what I was told by my very good pastor. And she was straight up with us. And I was like 22. So, the thing is there's no excuse. And so the Lord said, there's many women out there. They want to be used. They want to rise up and be a Deborah. They want to rise up and be an Esther. But they don't want to get rid of the spirit of brat. They don't want to control their emotions. Because emotions lie, you guys. Feelings lie. We can have them, but they can't rule us. If they rule us, then we're not going to be able to stick to anything. Because one day over here, we're going to be like, we're just going to quit. I mean, it's a roller coaster. God does not want, if you're going to rise up and be a Deborah, you have to know who you are, and you're not going to be a roller coaster. And then what happens is if you are a brat, you guys, then you drag other people on your roller coaster. And so we've got to be delivered of the thought process that anything, even a physical ailment. So when someone comes to me and their excuse for very bad behavior is, well, it was my time of the month. I'm sorry, you don't get a pass. Suck it up, buttercup. Because here's the thing. Our body's either going to rule us or the spirit's going to rule us. The Lord has made a way in the earth today. Take some ibuprofen, get an extra nap. Know your limits. That's big, women, to cure the spirit of brat. Know your limits. It's okay to have a limit. It's okay if you're tired to go take a nap so that you do not act like a brat to everybody around you. Your husband, your children, your coworkers, your friends, Because as soon as you get going and you open that door of brat, boom, then your mouth starts shooting off. And then it turns into ugly gossip. It turns into thinking the worst and assuming the worst of everybody around you. Then your perception is off, and now you've made decisions in your bratty, emotional, I can't control myself state. That is not Deborah, and that is not Esther, and that is not Ruth, or any of the mighty women in the Bible. Yes, we can have emotions, but they cannot rule us to where they rule over the Spirit in our life, the Holy Spirit. What He did on the cross, how He saved us, how He loves us. He is our everything. We have to always come back to that. We have to recognize when our brains and our chemicals in our brains and our emotions and our hormones and everything are off. And we have to be ready to not be a brat and know our limits. If you don't know your limit, you're going to always play tough, but you're going to have waves of being a brat. And so the Lord is not coming back for Deborahs that are brats part of the time and not representing Him well. And so He basically said, you tell the women there's no excuse. They're never going to be able to lead anyone else, whether men or women or whatever they're called to do, whether it's youth pastoring or leading connect groups or whatever it is that they're going to end up being called to do, be a missionary. They're going to have to lead men and women, being led by your emotions, being led by your flesh, being led by a physical thing. Is not of the Lord. We have to be led by the Spirit, you guys, in all things. There's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse. And so you're probably thinking, well, we can't just all be perfect robots. No. You can have moments where you need to be real, and you can talk to your pastor and she'll help you, or you can talk to the head leader, the female leader over whatever you're doing, whatever you're involved with, or talk to your husband and be honest. Those are places that you can be free to have your moment, as long as it doesn't lead to damaging others, mouthing off, disrespecting others, disrespecting your husband, dishonoring others, dishonoring your husband, dishonoring your children, and treating them like dirt. The spirit of brats got to go. The Deborahs that are arising, the Esthers that are arising, are not brats. They are women who are not Stepford women, okay? But you know who you are in Christ. You're not going to let the devil win. You choose to walk in love even when you don't feel like it. You choose to be confident and have joy even when you don't feel like it. Because here's the thing. The earth, the flesh, people, stuff is not our joy or our peace. What we're supposed to live on is not found here. It's found from above. So here's the thing. If I remember correctly, it's unlimited. The joy in heaven is unlimited. The fruit of heaven is unlimited. Everything we need in heaven is unlimited. So there's never an excuse. If you're going to follow the Lord and be spirit led and growing in the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, there's no excuse to basically limit God to how you can fleshly feel better by someone saying something to you to make you feel better. No, you don't need that. You already know what Jesus has said about you. Pull your peace down from heaven. Pull the love down from heaven. Pull the joy from heaven. There's a joy that the world cannot offer. You guys, you're never going to find it here, and you're going to be a brat forever. Nothing here is going to accommodate fixing all the stuff. Oh, well, this happened to me and I didn't have this, this, and this. So what? You know how many events we did during COVID when I was like, I'm not in lockdown. I don't think so. And so all the events we did, we came up against massive challenges everywhere. The devil was like hitting us on every side. And one of the setup crew or staff would come up to me and say, "This isn't working." And I didn't freak out. I would say, "Well, what do we got to do about it?" And they would say, "Well, there's nothing we can do about it." And I would say, "Yeah, there is, because this is happening. And I don't take no for an answer, and Jesus don't take no for an answer. So we're going to figure out how we're going to make that work, because we will have guitar, or the mics will be working, or we will have this, or we will have that. What do we got to do? Let's do it." There was no anger, no stress, no freaking out. It was just, no, Jesus has called us to it. He'll provide for us to do it. Now, what are we going to do it? And you guys, I'm like that. For reals, I am. So there's never an excuse. So even with something like that, that's not emotions. But every time the devil would try to throw a physical blockade, we would always get around it. By the wisdom and the help of the Holy Spirit, we'd be like, "Okay, God, help us, show us what to do." And I would just say, it didn't matter. I would say, "Well, let's do this. Well, that's not going to work. Well, let's do this. Well, that's not going to work. Well, let's do this. That's not going to work." And finally, I would say, "Something's going to work, because we will have guitar. Something's going to work, because we will have mics. Something's going to work. So everyone needs to get your heads together, and you need to say, okay, Jesus, what's going to work? Because we're going to make this happen, because Jesus is King." And so it's the same thing with how you deal with everything else. Physically, we wouldn't have any idea. It was like, okay, Spirit, Holy Spirit, you're the boss. You need to tell us what to do. And so it's the same concept, even with your physical or in your emotions and in the stuff you can't see in your head, in your heart, in your mind, your thoughts, everything. What is the cure cannot be from this world. Yes, it feels good to watch a sappy movie and get a big old pint of chocolate ice cream and cry. Sometimes maybe you might need to do that. I don't know, but that ain't the cure. Jesus is the cure. Joy is the cure. Heaven has unlimited of all things. So you've got to get rid of the spirit of brat and pull from what heaven provides, because then you will not be tossed around. You will not be moody. You will not be ruled by your flesh, by your emotions, by your hormones, and all the things, because at the end of the day, they're a lie. At the end of the day, they do not have to control you. You're choosing to let it. And then it turns into the spirit of brat. Nobody wants a brat in their house. Nobody wants a brat in their leadership. Nobody wants a brat in their church. And so we're going to pray right now. Are you guys ready? Now, I want you to pray with confession, saying, okay, maybe I have been guilty of being a brat, and I'm going to stop being a brat from this moment on, and I'm going to start paying attention. Am I being a brat right now? Am I obeying my feelings over the Holy Spirit? Am I allowing people and what they do or don't do be what makes me have happiness? Or does my joy come from the Lord no matter what's happening around me? You guys have to feed off the right things. Spirit of brat will go. When the devil knows it ain't going to work, he'll move on to something else. But at least you get rid of the spirit of brat. And then you have a whole lot of people who are very happy to be around you. And then you'll get to the point like me where someday you'll have people be annoyed with you, because you won't be a brat with them, and you won't be depressed with them. And you'll be the one that they're like, "Don't go to Liberty, because she ain't gonna be depressed with you. She ain't gonna stroke your demons." I don't want to be a demon stroker. You don't want to be a demon stroker. That's not what you want to be known for. "Oh, I'm going to go talk to these three people, because I already know they're going to hear my complaints and they're going to gossip with me, and we're going to have a heyday of stupidity." No. You want to go to the person that's like me, that you already know what you're going to get. You're going to get told where your joy comes from. There's things available to you, you guys. Christ was very clear in his word. All the things that are available to us. Amen. It doesn't always change your circumstance, but it gives you the ability to not be a brat, controlling, offended, have Jezebelian traits, and then fall off into a ditch of, you know, brattiness. And then also use 10 excuses. Well, I didn't feel good yesterday, or I'm on my time of the month, or my husband said something I didn't like, or my kids weren't the best behavior yesterday. Do you live and breathe by your children being perfect? If you're a mom, no. You guys, I know this word is so real. You're probably, you have your mouths gaping open right now. But the Lord told me, this is it. Liberty, they need the spirit of brat broke. No one else is responsible for your joy and happiness but you and Jesus, what you pull from heaven. We live from above. We feed from above. This earth, we should have, it has nothing for us. Yes, we can have love. We can have marriages. We can have relationships. We can have children. We can have all these beautiful things. But at the end of the day, they're not the source. Jesus is the source and everything that he offers. But you have to choose to live in it daily. No brats. No brats. You ain't becoming a Deborah if you're a brat. You ain't becoming an Esther if you're a brat. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through the prayer of repentance, renouncing, and breaking the yoke of the spirit of brat. I am legit, okay? So, and I'm so excited to do it, you guys. And I hope you made it to the end so that you can do this prayer with me. Okay, are you guys ready? So you're going to repeat after me the first two parts. And then when I break the yoke, you're just going to receive. Also, keep your eyes open while I'm praying for you. I can't go into all that right now. They're the windows of your soul. Your eyes might feel weird. They might feel tired. Weird things could happen. That's normal with deliverance. It's just the devil messing with you. Okay? So, are you ready? Let's get rid of the spirit of brat. Okay? So, just repeat after me. Are you guys ready? Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me for partnering with the spirit of brat. I repent in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to renounce. You guys ready? I renounce the spirit of brat. I break all contracts previously made with this spirit and any other spirits that are attached to the spirit of brat or brought in through the spirit of brat in the name of Jesus Christ. Now just receive, keep your eyes open, and I am going to break the yoke. Okay, you guys ready? Get ready. I break the yoke of the spirit of brat and every attachment that comes through its open door. We bind you, spirit of brat. I break that yoke off of every woman at the sound of my voice. Everyone, every male, if you're saying the prayer, I break the yoke of the spirit of brat and all its attachments. And I command you to leave every person at the sound of my voice now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I release over every person the opposite of what was just removed. I release peace. I release truth, a joy that only comes from heaven. I release the oil of gladness to fill them to overflowing, and I release strength to arise as the woman of God or man of God that they've been called to arise as. And I release that to fill them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, you guys, I love you. I'm going to go. I hope you enjoyed this deliverance and this talk. And I hope it blessed you, and I hope you made it all the way to the end of the video. Anyway, I love you guys. Some of you I'm going to see in Oklahoma, many of you. And God's doing so many amazing things, you guys. I don't even have words for all the wonderful things that are happening right now and all the things for 2024. And I'm not going to go into all that, but what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, I will talk to you guys later. Be blessed, everybody.